Jeeb Galair, Thaw Fáilte Roth. Welcome to the Gaelic Hour here on Chin 97.9 FM with Austin Camerton. And we're also out there on Rogers 97.3. And we're also streaming live on the internet, chinradio.com and fidelity.ca. And if any of you got time to pop onto the Fidelity website, I did a complete overhaul during the week. Give it a new look. Freshened it up and cleaned up some of the graphics and some of the text. So I thought I'd do it for Christmas and try and make it look a little bit brighter. But on the website, there still is an icon or a button up there where you can hit it for the playlist. And the playlist includes the music that we play here on the program, and it covers going back about 3 months. And also, there's a calendar up there, and the calendar covers some of the events that are going on in the city. Like, for example, tonight over at Blessed Sacrament, there is the monthly Cayley, the Cultus Cayley is on over there, and that starts at 8 p.m. Always a fun night, particularly the one before Christmas. Good opportunity to go out and get some exercise before you start into the feast of Christmas. Down at Mother McGinty's, 10 Mile House are playing, and over in the Heart and Crown stage, Joe August. And I'm very grateful to the Irish Village for their continued sponsorship of this program. And this evening on, if you pick up the AM, the Irish Show from Montreal, which goes out on the first and third Saturdays of the month, is on at 5 p.m. on CJAD 800. And say that's it's twice monthly, the first and the third Saturday of the month. And during the week over at the NSC, Handel's Messiah is on Tuesday and Wednesday evening. And then Frank McNamara will be in town on Friday. And that is for the Christmas with the National Arts Centre. And I was talking to Frank McNamara earlier in the week, and I'll be sharing that interview with you. He phoned in from just outside the Dáil, the Buswells Hotel outside the Dáil in Dublin. We also have an interview today with Loriana Reid, and Loriana will be on stage with Frank and Frank Leahy. And Frank is of the was with Leahy, the group, and he will also be on stage at the National Arts Centre. And by the way, there is a pancake breakfast down at St. Bridget's on Sunday the 17th between 11 a.m. and 2 p.m. And don't forget, the Christmas dinner is coming up at the Heart and Crown. So if you have any donations, turkeys or gifts or anything like that you would like to donate, drop down to the Irish Village and pass it along there. This is the 15th year that the Irish Village have been hosting a Christmas dinner for those who are less fortunate than ourselves. And on Wednesday night down there, by the way, Nathan Bishop Duo will be performing. We're going to open today's program with A Christmas Childhood by Patrick Kavanagh and read by Brendan Kennelly.
Patrick Kavanagh wrote many beautiful things in poetry and prose about childhood. And this Christmas poem called Christmas Childhood captures the child's feeling about the extraordinary nature of the time. And he brings to life the wonderful mythological, spiritual reality of the three wise kings and Christmas coming over the townlands. And then the ordinariness of his father playing the melodeon and his mother milking the cows. And that's Kavanagh's magic, to be able to present the ordinary and the extraordinary in one poem. Christmas Childhood. My father played the melodeon outside at our gate. There were stars in the morning east, and they danced to his music. Across the wild bogs, his melodeon called to Lennons and Callans. As I pulled on my trousers in a hurry, I knew some strange thing had happened. Outside in the cowhouse, my mother made the music of milking. The light of her stable lamp was a star, and the frost of Bethlehem made it twinkle. A water hen screeched in the bog. Mass-going feet crunched the wafer ice on the potholes. Somebody wistfully twisted the bellows wheel. My child poet picked out the letters on the grey stone. In silver, the wonder of a Christmas townland, the winking glitter of a frosty dawn. Cassiopeia was over Cassidy's hanging hill. I looked, and three whin bushes rode across the horizon, the three wise kings. An old man passing said, "Can't he make it talk?" The melodeon. I hid in the doorway and tightened the belt of my box-pleated coat. I nicked 6 nicks on the doorpost with my penknife's big blade. There was a little one for cutting tobacco. And I was 6 Christmases of age. My father played the melodeon. My mother milked the cows. And I had a prayer, like a white rose pinned on the Virgin Mary's blouse.
Lauriana Reid, welcome to the Gaelic Hour on Chin 97.9 FM.
Well, thank you so much, Austin. It's a pleasure to be here.
And I know you must be looking forward to coming to Ottawa and performing on the stage of the National Arts Centre.
Oh, I don't even know how to express to you how excited I am. It's really a thrill. I'm just looking forward to it so much.
So for the people in Ottawa, who is Lauriana Reid?
Oh, my goodness. Well, I'm just, I'm a woman that loves to sing. I grew up in St. John's, Newfoundland, and I've been singing for pretty much most of my life, but in various styles of music, from folk to Celtic to classical to rock and pop. And I've been really, really, really blessed in being able to work with some tremendous people in all of those areas. And this latest venture is with Frank McNamara. So,
Lauriana, was it always an ambition to be a performer?
Ambition? Well, quite honestly, I don't feel like I actually sat down and said, what am I going to be when I grow up? I mean, I was just always singing. And when I ended up, studying voice performance at Memorial University when I was 17, right fresh out of high school, I had won some awards at the Kiwanis Music Festival, and I hadn't even applied, but they gave me a scholarship to study at Memorial University. So I ended up, you know, going into that, and I mean, I certainly have no regrets about it. And I eventually did my my studies at the University of Toronto, which is where I graduated, and that you know, the path was relatively set then, although it was, you know, I've been on a circuitous route, but I don't feel like I actually said, well, what am I going to be? I just was doing what I loved all the time.
For many people, they would say entertainment of any description is not a very reliable path to go down. You've been blessed or fortunate enough that you've been able to put a roof over your head and food on the table from the entertainment industry.
Well, yes, it's true. Yes, I've been incredibly blessed, and I have been able to put a roof over my head from the entertainment industry to a degree, but, you know, I've also certainly had to supplement that with other work, just like 99% of the fantastic professional musicians that are out there.
I didn't want to phrase it the way your parents probably may have done, and that was, when were you going to get a real job?
You know what? My parents were so supportive of anything that I did. If I had said, "Mom, I have the greatest desire to be a chimney sweep," she would have said, "Well, darling, if that makes you happy, then you go right ahead." You know, and so they knew that they felt that I had a gift and that I was doing what I loved, and they just want me to be happy.
So on the night of the 22nd, when you stand on the stage of the National Arts Centre, what are the audience going to be listening to this year?
Well, I can't speak for the entire program, but I know I will be singing five of my favorite Christmas carols that I've been singing and loving my whole life, one of which is an ancient... we call it the first Canadian Christmas carol. It's actually called the Huron Carol.
A beautiful piece of music.
It really is, otherwise known as "Twas in the Moon of Wintertime."
Yes.
And I've always sung that one a cappella, whether it's in church or at a, you know, another kind of performance. And so I'm really looking forward to hearing Frank's arrangements. In fact, I haven't heard Frank's arrangements of these tunes yet, so nice. I'll get a lovely surprise on Wednesday when I fly in. So that's one of them, which is one of my absolute favorites. There's also going to be, I'm doing the first Noel. It's, you know, the old chestnut that people love, as well as O Holy Night, one of my absolute favorites.
Then, Loriana, what about, first of all, how did you meet Frank?
Well, actually, it was through a mutual musical acquaintance named Roman Herko, a wonderful stage director and choral composer in his own right. I had done some work with Roman a few years ago when I was singing with the Elmer Eisler Singers, and I was doing some ensemble work as well as some solo work with them. And I met Roman, whose beautiful piece we were doing, and he wanted to know, you know, what I was doing musically, and I gave him a copy of a CD that I had just recorded, initially for my father, because my father was turning 60, and I had almost lost him to a heart attack the year before, so I decided to surprise him and honor him. I was going to think up of all of the songs that he used to sing to me as a child growing up in Newfoundland, and I would record them a cappella, and this CD was... ended up being an incredible gift and a serendipitous thing, because so many people have heard some of those songs, and it's really brought forth some wonderful, it's been impetus for other musical projects. And one of the songs that I recorded was called Willie McBride. You may know it.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful, beautiful piece. And I had recorded that, and when Roman heard it, he called me up and he said, "Oh my God, Loriana," he said, "when I heard that, I was weeping at the end of it." He said, "You've got to send this to Frank McNamara." He said, "This wonderful friend of mine who's done some great work." So Frank was in Ireland, and I had never met him before, and thanks to Roman's generosity there, he forwarded it to him, and Frank got in touch with me, and we met up in New York about 6 months later, and a few more times in Toronto, and talking about musical projects and things, and we just really hit it off. So I was just so thrilled when he invited me to come in and sing with the orchestra. I can't even tell you.
Well, Loriana, I'm certainly looking forward to sitting down in the audience on Friday night and listening to you perform on the stage of the National Arts Centre here in Ottawa. And I wish you and every success on Friday night, and I wish you every success in your career in the future. And I want to thank you for taking the time chatting with us this morning.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thank you so much. I'm really looking forward to hopefully meeting you after the concert, if you're going to be there.
Yeah, we'll probably drop around after.
Wonderful.
Thanks
thank
indeed.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Okay, God bless.
Bye-bye, Loriana.
Bye-bye.
She's like the swallow that flies so high. She's like the river that never runs dry. She's like the sunshine on the lee shore. I love my love, and love is no His voice grew weak, he scarce could speak, he grasped his comrade's hand. He said, "Please take these tidings back to dear old Newfoundland. I know that I am dying with a pain that's in my side. My home I nevermore will see, the valleys of Dewbride. My home I nevermore will see."
Frank Leahy, welcome to the Gaelic Hour. What part of the country are you in at the moment?
I'm in Waterloo, Ontario.
Okay. And you're coming up to Ottawa to join Frank McNamara and Lauriana Reid on the stage of the National Arts Centre on the 22nd.
Yes, I'm looking very much forward to playing with Frank and the young lady there. It's going to be lots of fun.
So have you and Frank worked together previously?
We haven't, but who knows, maybe our distant relatives have.
Well, that is true, that is true. And on the night on the 22nd, what is your contribution to the performance?
I'll be playing some very well-known fiddle tunes, Alabama Jubilee and Orange Blossom Special, and then some Christmas favorites as well. I think I'm doing Silent Night and the Christmas Song. Favorites like that.
Right. So, for people who know and are familiar with Leahy as a family, what has Frank Leahy been up to in the last period of time?
Well, I've established my own show, the Frank Leahy's Jubilee, and this is obviously an extension of what Don Messer's Jubilee was back in the 60s and 70s on CBC television. And the Fallsview Casino in Niagara Falls, Ontario, has bought a series of these shows, and we just actually yesterday completed our Christmas Jubilee, and in January we're doing a Robbie Burns special.
All right, yes.
And then a Valentine's Day special and St. Patrick's Day special in March, so it's quite exciting. It's with the Niagara Symphony, and I have six dancers, same as Messer had, and a male singer and a female singer, so it's very exciting.
Right. And on a smaller scale, when you're not in front of an orchestra, have you been out on the road performing?
Not so much these days. I just basically do just symphony pops.
Right.
And a lot of the casinos now, Lisa and I are blessed with seven kids, and we have, actually this year, we have six of them in minor hockey. So I have to be home as much as possible to be carting them around to the rink.
So is it quite possible at any one stage that the line on the ice is the Leahy family?
Well, last year I decided to put in a rink in my backyard. I put a big cement slab back and boards up and the hockey netting. And the only problem with having an all-Leahy line out there is that there'd be lots of fights. And, of course, all the obstruction now has been taken away from the game of hockey. So I don't know if my kids would fit into the new deal.
I see. So based on what you're seeing in the family, have you any aspiring NHL players in there?
Well, the boys are quite keen, and I have one girl, Brianna, who's quite good in girls hockey. She's already been offered a scholarship in the States, and she's just 14. So we our life for 8 months is hockey and music. It's just go, go, go.
Right. Well, Frank, I don't want to take up too much of your time. I'm very grateful that you took a few minutes to share some time with us, and I'm looking forward to being in the audience on the 22nd and hearing you perform at the National Arts Centre.
No, I can't wait. It's going to be a great time.
Good. Frank Leahy, thanks a million for taking the time to come on to the Gaelic Hour.
All the best, Austin.
Take care. Bye-bye. And as Frank mentioned, the Don Messer program that he's put together, I thought it'd be appropriate we should listen to Frank's, or Leahy, and the Don Messer medley. band if you want to hear Frank Leahy, along with Frank McNamara and Loriana Reid, drop down to the NSC for Christmas with the National Arts Centre Orchestra. And that sells out, and I wouldn't be surprised if you'd have difficulty getting tickets. I do know there's some tickets available for Handel's Messiah on Tuesday and Wednesday night. And I should mention on Friday night and Saturday night over at Mother McGinty's, Kelty are back in town, and they always put on a tremendous performance.
7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Chin Radio is the nation's capital's only multicultural voice. Broadcasting in over 20 different languages. Streaming online at www.chinradio.com. You are listening to Ottawa's definitive multicultural station. Chin.
The little Irish village in the heart of the Byward Market had its humble beginnings in 1992 with the now famous Heart and Crown, a second venue, the Snug Pub, since 1997. And then there's Mother McGinty's and Roisin Dubh, the Black Rose. Since 2001, they complete the Irish village, each a treasure in its own way. Visit the Irish village. We can accommodate groups of all sizes, private seating areas, spacious patios, and party rooms. Tell us about your special event and we will take care of the rest. 613-562-0674.
Mystical Ireland. Wake up to the soothing sounds of lapping water and singing birds. Enjoy the landscape of Ireland from the deck of a fully serviced custom designed cruiser. Tara Cruisers of Carrick and Shannon turn your holiday into a lifetime experience where you captain your own boat. Airport pickup can be arranged. For a virtual tour, visit www.taracruisers.ie or phone Des Gillette at 011-353-371-962-2266. Or click on the link on the Fidelity website.
The holiday season wouldn't be complete without Christmas with the National Arts Centre Orchestra. Irish conductor Frank McNamara returns to Southam Hall on December 22nd for an evening filled with traditional classics, carol sing-alongs and a festive holiday concert perfect for the whole family. Tickets for Christmas with the National Arts Centre Orchestra are on sale now at the NAC box office, nac-cna.ca or Ticketmaster 613-755-1111. This performance sells out, so get your tickets today.
The myth, the magic, the experience. Michael Flatley's Lord of the Dance. The international phenomenon seen by over 100 million people around the world. The critics rave, Lord of the Dance is irresistible, spellbinding and sensational.
Wednesday, January 3rd, 2007, Southam Hall at the National Arts Centre. Get your tickets now from the NSC box office or Ticketmaster outlets by phone at 613-755-1111 or www.ticketmaster.ca.
Tune in to the Gaelic Garage, Chin 97.9 FM.
Frank McNamara, welcome back to the Gaelic Hour. It's been a year.
Thank you very much, Austin. And it doesn't feel like a year, but you say so.
And the great thing about radio is I know you're looking as good as ever.
Oh, sure, I look fantastic on radio. I always did. No more than yourself, Austin.
I know. So you're back on the stage of the National Arts Centre on Friday the 22nd with a full complement of musicians and singers.
That's right. Looking forward to it now, and a wonderful orchestra, the NACO.
And what have you, I know Loriana Reid is joining you and Frank Leahy.
And Frank Leahy, that's right. And we have two marvellous choirs, the Ottawa Singers, God, can I think of their names now? Yeah, Not a Hope.
I know, I saw it on
you
the list.
You probably have all the names of the choirs.
I'll mention it when we finish up here.
Ah, great.
So what have you been up to for the last year?
Well, I've been doing a lot of different things. I've been doing some recording. I recorded an album with my sister-in-law called Jazz Diva, which is a big band album.
Who's your sister-in-law? Jeanette Byrne?
No, sorry. My wife is Teresa Lowe, and her sister Mary Lowe.
Okay.
I did an album with her. I'll bring it out with me when I'm coming.
That would be a good idea.
And let you play a track on it. It's all kind of big band jazz, swing kind of style, Fitzgerald kind of thing.
Right.
I actually recorded the band in Canada, funnily enough, in Toronto.
Oh, really?
Some fantastic big band musicians there.
Right.
So I did that during the summer.
And when was that?
You remember Derek? I had him in the NACO last year.
Derek Maloney, yes.
I'm in the process of recording an album with him at the moment, and we'll have that finished next month, please God, and that'll be released in March.
I know he did one of what would have been rugby anthems. What is he doing, or what are you doing with him this time?
Well, this is a mixture of songs. We're doing things like Carrick Fergus. We're doing some new songs as well. There's a song written by Bill Whelan of Riverdance fame and Shay Healy.
Okay.
Who's written a couple of very successful songs. And that song is called Dark and Lonely Shore, and it's written about, from the perspective, I suppose, of a soldier abroad, which there's a few of those at the minute, away from home, wondering why the hell he's there, kind of thing. Right. It's a very, very nice song.
Right.
And a very powerful song.
Okay.
And so it's a mixture of different kinds of songs. It's not all Irish, but some Irish songs on it.
And have you been travelling for work during the last year?
I have, yeah. I've been in the US of A a few times. Not as much as previous years, but because I was doing so much recording, I wasn't able to travel as much.
Right.
I'm also in the process of setting up a symphony orchestra in Ireland.
Really?
Which has taken up a lot of time.
Right.
The Irish Symphony Orchestra, which I'm in the process of putting together,
okay.
Which is a very exciting project, but it'll probably take another year or two to finalise with that.
Well, as Johnny Logan would say, and wasn't it written by Shea Healy, what's another year?
That's correct. Absolutely. The Eurovision winner.
Yes.
Johnny Logan sang it.
Yeah.
And actually, Bill Whelan, who co-wrote this song, arranged that song for Johnny Logan.
Yeah, so it goes around in circles.
It does indeed. Yeah. Actually, it's a small country, as you know, Austin.
I know. But an amazing country when it comes to talent.
Well, this is it. This is it. We're not short of that.
So, I'm sure you have aside from the symphony orchestra, then you must have a lot of work lined up in early 2007. Are there?
Yes, doing a number of Irish shows, Irish orchestra shows, under the title If You're Irish ...
Okay.
Which I'm very excited about. It's in a way it's kind of similar to the show with the NACO, except it'll be all Irish, not okay. Christmas, obviously, and it'll be. It'll be songs like the Irish tenors type thing, but with a big choir.
Okay.
Choir and orchestra. And Derek will be in that as well. Derek Maloney will be in that. And Deirdre Shannon, who used to be with Celtic Woman.
Right.
And Cora Smith, who's a fiddler, a fantastic Irish fiddler. And she used to be in, in fact, she's been in nearly all of Michael Flatley's shows, doing a bit of fiddling.
Okay.
And so that's we start that in California on the 3rd of March, and so for most of March we'll be doing that, and again in the summer.
Okay, so you'll be spending a lot of the year. Then you'll be in North America for.
I will.
You're right.
I will.
Right.
I will.
That certainly should be an exciting project.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. I'm looking forward to it now.
Yeah. Well, Frank, I know I can, as you mentioned before we went on air, you're in Buzzwell's Hotel there, isn't it, on off Merrion Square.
Just a couple of feet from the centre of the universe of power.
The corridors of power.
The corridors of power, that's the one.
And if I'm not mistaken, is that
I think more deals and more of the power rests in the bar here in the Buzzwell's than down the road in the dock.
I get that feeling.
All the power broken gets done here, I believe.
Yeah.
Well, I'm hoping some of it will rub off on me just by sitting here.
But Frank, I'm going to let you go and get back to I know what would have been a very important deal you were doing there somewhere in the hotel with some politician.
With a pint.
And I look forward to seeing you when you get here during the week.
Justin, and looking forward to it.
Have a safe trip.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Thanks a million, Frank. Bye for now.
Bye.
And Frank mentioned that he would have two Ottawa Choirs. It will be the Ottawa Choral Society, and Matthew Larkin is the director of that, and the Ottawa Regional Youth Choir under Barbara Clark, and they will be joining him on the stage at the National Arts Centre. The next piece of music we're going to hear is Bernadette Grevy and the Coventry Carol, and this was recorded at Frank's studio in Dunshaughlin. That was Bernadette Grevy with the Coventry Carol. If you do want to send an email and send a request in or make some comment, the email address here is gaelic@fidelity.ca. That's G-A-E-L-I-C at F-Y-D, excuse me, D-E-L-I-T-Y. That's F-Y-D-E-L-I-T-Y.ca. And this program is put up as an archive on Mondays, usually, along with the Sunday show, and is available for a week on the Fidelity website. And if you enjoy what you're hearing, tell your friends. If you have don't like it, send me an email, and maybe we can do better. We're going to continue with an interview I recorded when I was in Ireland back at September, October with Noel Summers. And Noel is a tenor and is living in Cork.
Noel Summers, we're in your offices in Cork City.
You're originally from Dublin?
Originally from Dublin, but I'm out of it now a long time. I moved from Dublin to the States for a while.
Where in the States?
Out in California, okay. And a short spell in Louisiana. And then back to Dublin, then down to Limerick. And I moved to Cork about 20 years ago. And I married in.
Yeah.
One of the great things that has come out of Ireland over the last number of years are tenors. And we've been enjoying some of your music. How did you get into it? And where does it all come from?
Well, I started off when I was about 17 or 18. And I was singing then. And went in for the feshes and one thing and another. But the job took me away and I sort of stopped singing. Mm-hmm. And about 15 years ago, I started singing again. I started going to lessons again. Started singing with the Leaside Singers. And
so when you say you go to a lesson, do you still go to a lesson?
I still go to a lesson, yeah.
Right.
Every week, 1 hour. It's 8 in Scriven.
You, at this stage, you have at least 3 CDs, because I know I got 3 CDs.
You did.
How many have you?
Well, I have another one recorded, but not for the sort of
not
master.
Released yet.
No.
How do you pick your material?
I pick stuff I like, and right. stuff I think I can sing reasonably well. The older Irish songs, the Victorian songs, they seem to sort of suit me, mm. as opposed to the sort of heavier opera stuff, which doesn't suit me.
The interest that has happened over the last number of years between, let's say, the Irish tenors, the Celtic tenors, just seems to be much more interesting.
There does, and I'm not sure why, but...
Do you get much opportunity to perform that?
Not a whole lot, no. A member of a choir.
Right.
I say you sing with the Leaside Singers. More recently, it's just the odd occasion.
So have you ambitions? Would you like to get onto the Cork Opera House stage or something like that?
It would be nice to get onto it, but I don't have a burning ambition. I mean, I've got the day job to worry about.
Well, I know, but the day job allows you to get onto the stage.
Well, that's true, yeah.
Yeah. And what about something like operetta? Do you get involved in that?
No, you see very little of it now in Cork. All those companies are gone. There's a Cork Opera Company, all right.
Which has to be professional, semi-professional.
Well, they bring in professionals for the main parts, obviously.
Right. But there's no amateur? No.
There's not, no.
It's hard to find
gone. It'll be very hard to find it, yeah.
That's
all the musical societies seem to be gone. It is a shame.
That is a shame. Because Cork was the European capital...
Culture, yes, last year.
And what about drama then? Is drama is alive and well?
Drama's alive and well, yeah. The Everyman Palace Theatre is putting on shows all the time, and some musical stuff as well.
Right.
And you've got the Opera House, and then you've got a lot of smaller theatre. So drama is certainly well deserved.
Then you would have serious opera, or would you?
There's a touring company that comes through at least twice a year.
Right.
And you put on 2 operas, and the local opera company puts on at least 1, if not 2. And last year, I think they had 3 on. So we do get opera, and we do get ballet, doing ballet. And,
right.
So there's a lot of culture, but there's just not...
The
amateur thing is
not there.
Is very limited.
Are you still involved in any of the choirs, look?
Well, I'm involved with the North Cathedral Choir. There's usually 1 or 2 concerts in the
right.
cathedral that we would support.
Right.
On Christmas Day, I sing A Holy Night. We tend to sing as a choir rather than
yeah.
as individuals.
Yeah. How many more CDs are coming as Noel Summers in?
Oh, I don't know.
No?
The third one I did there, we sold it for charity and
yeah.
it went very well. I have recorded another one, but it's you know it's got to be mastered and all
yeah.
the work
yeah.
that goes on with that. And I don't know what I'll do with that, if anything.
Which
but I just enjoy doing it.
And you did one for charity. The charity you did it for was...
Cork Art Cancer Support Society.
Right.
They provide a lot of care for people with cancer, a lot of counselling advice and...
So if anyone did want to get their hands on the CD and support the Cancer Society in Cork, where could they get it?
They need to contact me. Will I give you the email?
Give me the email there.
It's Noel Summers, Noel dot Somers at recoverx dot IE. That's recoverx dot IE.
Noel, thank you very much indeed.
And thank you very much indeed.
And we're going to listen to Noel Summers as he sings Silent Worship. If you feel like making a phone call in here, the number, by the way, is 613-244-0244.
Look at me, and though I could never. down the garden singing, silencing all the songbirds and setting the alleys ringing. But surely you see my lady out in the garden there, rising that glittering sunshine with a glory of golden hair.
And that was Noel Summers from his CD Enduring Love, and that piece was called Silent Worship. For many of us, memories of growing up go back to radio in Ireland, and there are special memories around special times. It was like Brendan Kennelly at the start of the show reading from A Christmas Childhood by Patrick Kavanagh. One of the other stories that was out there and was always enjoyable, and we read last year, we had some readings from John D. Sheridan. Well, this year we also have some readings from John D. Sheridan, and it's on Stealing a Turkey, and it is with Gibburn.
On the one and only occasion on which I was guilty of housebreaking and larceny, I was incited and briefed, aided and abetted by a member of the Dublin Metropolitan Police. The force, as it was called, had a deservedly high reputation, but for once it was an accessory before the fact. It was 2 days before Christmas, and the last of our four turkeys had just arrived. They came separately from relatives in the country, each of whom thought that he was the sole donor of our Christmas dinner, and they were hung on arrival on nails behind the door of a dark cubbyhole known as Under the Stairs. Sometimes you forgot that they were there, and when you opened the door to steal an apple or a handful of raisins, the four turkeys would swing as frighteningly as corpses on a gibbet. But we didn't forget very often. Having four turkeys in the house gave us, temporarily, a higher social standing than the rest of the children in the neighborhood, and we made the most of it while it lasted. We had conducted tours to the cubbyhole, and the curious and incredulous paid up in bullseyes and nutty favors. The coming of the turkeys was our December calendar. Once the last of them had come, there was no doubt at all about Christmas, and you knifed the last pennies out of your red savings box. Our turkey morgue had the status of a Madame Tussauds. The stubby red dewlaps of the birds, their pathetic tail feathers that were used afterwards as household dusters, and the tiny bad-tempered beaks that looked as if they might stab and nip at any minute, all these things horrified and delighted us at once. Coarse, blue-white turkey flesh was on the menu of all my childhood nightmares, and when I learned, years afterwards, that cold turkey means dead as mutton, I saw the aptness of the metaphor at once. We boasted quite a lot about our four turkeys, and on this particular day, being short of a child audience, I boasted to the policeman at the corner of the next street. I told him that we had hundreds and hundreds of aunts and uncles in the country, and that they sent us four turkeys every year. The policeman put his mittened hands behind his back, rocked on his heels, and looked down at me over his strapped chin. Four, he said, is too many. You never need all of them. We'll eat one on Christmas Day, I said, and another one on Sunday. Even so, he said, you'll need help with the other two. So if you bring one of them down to me here now, I'll eat it for you.
As well as your own, I said.
Divil a one of me own I have, he said. Now, I knew that no one else had four turkeys, but I'd taken it for granted that everybody else had at least one. And I felt that some hideous mistake must have been made in the allocation of Christmas fowl when this man mountain had been overlooked.
I'll bring you a turkey, I said, if you tell me where you live.
He said, you never carry it that far. Bring it down to me here now, and I'll sling it over me shoulder.
I'll go home for one now, I said.
Don't forget, said the man without a Christmas dinner.
I won't.
And I didn't. The policeman put me down as a 7-year-old liar and began to pace his beat again. I went home to steal a turkey. I had a moment of panic when I was alone in the mortuary with the four swinging corpses, but I managed to lift one of them by its linked, scaly feet and its horrible, floppy neck. The feel of the cold, slimy flesh made me think of an octopus at the bottom of a dark pool, but I didn't turn back. I thought of the poor, hungry policeman, and I went on with the burglary. Even at its loneliest, ours was a crowded house, but as luck, good or ill, would have it, no one saw me stagger out from under the stairs with my arms full of Christmas dinner. No one heard me open the front door. No one saw me slink out on my Burke and Hare errand. And once I was out, I was as safe as houses. I was only a small boy carrying a big turkey. Nobody noticed me. That is, nobody except the policeman. But the policeman made up for all the rest. He rocked unbelievingly on his great heels. He raised his mighty arms to heaven, and he cried, "Glory be to God!" I thought at the time that he was giving thanks for a good dinner. But looking back at it now, I see that he was merely making the response proper to one who was committed professionally to the preservation of peace and goodwill. "Glory be to God!" That was all he said. And having said it, he took me in one hand and the turkey in the other and prepared to make restitution. We walked up the street together. The quick and the dead, boy, policeman, turkey. It turned out to be a most exciting journey, for we made a sort of walking intelligence test that most of the passers-by failed to pass. I had stolen a turkey. The policeman was bringing me to the lockup. We were the law, the culprit, and the evidence. When a procession of this kind appears in the streets, the sympathy of the crowd is usually with the prisoner. And on this occasion, it certainly was with me. My youth, the enormous bulk of my escort, and the spirit of Dickens were factors that weighed heavily in my favor. And we soon attracted a biased and pitying audience. There was even a strong possibility of riot and civil commotion. A drunk man made a half-hearted attempt to rescue me, and a woman with a shawl shouted, "Ah, don't be too hard on them, Constable. Sure, it's Christmas time." And when this appeal failed, she said, "You have a lot to do, arresting children, you big puddin', you. Why don't you hit your match?" Things were a little quieter when we got off the main street, but a fair-sized crowd followed us to the very door. The constable had a lot to say then. He had to charge me with forcible entry, burglary, the possession of stolen goods, and attempting to bribe a uniformed officer. He had a lot to say, but all he did say when my mother opened the door was, "Well, glory be to God, man." He was a very pious constable. When the situation had been explained, the constable carried the turkey down through the hall. I can still hear the crunch of the snow between his heels and the lino, and he hung it once more on its nail under the stairs. Then he took off his helmet, cooled his forehead with his sleeve, and said, "Could you ever be up to them?" He was so deeply moved that we sat him down at the kitchen table and we gave him a finger of whiskey. After his strenuous evening, he deserved no less.
And that was Gayburn reading on stealing a turkey. And that was from a CD, or a tape, actually, of Gayburn's The Humours of John D. Sheridan. And as we kind of roll in closer towards Christmas, I hope you've been enjoying today's program and that it has stirred some memories for you. And I hope you'll come back and join me again tomorrow. You've been listening here to Chin 97.9 FM with Austin Cameron, and this is the Gaelic Hour. We will be back again tomorrow at 1 o'clock with another music-filled program. Do come and join me. And I have music picked at this stage, most of it, but there's room. If you have a request you want to get in there, send me an email. Gaelic@fidelity.ca. That's Gaelic at Fidelity.ca. And as I said, this program will be up on the internet probably on Monday. The playlist is already up for today. And tomorrow's, the calendar has been updated also. On behalf of everybody here at Chim, Tom on the other side, the last thanks for all the help today. I look forward to you being back with me again tomorrow. Until then, have a wonderful Saturday afternoon. The
saw three ships come sailing in on Christmas Day, on Christmas Day. I saw three ships come sailing in on Christmas Day.